the Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 21st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Texas, where the GOP-dominated legislature is considering bills to flip the script on powers traditionally afforded home rule cities, instead forcing them to abide by state regulations.
Two bills have been introduced this session to curb local laws governing safety, the environment, and discrimination. Rick Levy is president of the AFL-CIO Texas branch. He says the proposed legislation is extremely far-reaching and would force the hand of cities across the state.
Under the current system, home rule cities have the ability to do anything they're not prohibited from doing. This would make them basically seek permission from the state to do anything.
The Republican bill sponsors say regulatory power should be returned to the state so small businesses can operate under consistent regulations. Unions represented by the AFL-CIO and other labor groups say the proposals could undo hard-fought measures to protect workers. I'm Roz Brown.
A recent report examines the eviction crisis in the state of Connecticut and addresses some solutions.
The report from Connecticut Voices for Children finds 39% of renters in the state who weren't current on rent payments felt they'd be evicted in the next 2 months. That rate was higher for Black and Latino renters, reaching 54 and 56% respectively. The report also finds high absenteeism rates correlate to some kids facing housing insecurity. But the report takes a look at some short-term policy recommendations to help renters in the state. Samila Adelaya with Connecticut Voices for Children says one of the primary areas of focus was income support.
When it comes to income and income equivalent supports, we make recommendations for making the Connecticut property tax credit fully refundable and available to renters, because while renters indirectly pay property taxes, they do not have access to relief through Connecticut's property tax credit.
He adds they support different pieces of legislation addressing tenant protections. Other recommendations in the report include increasing funding for rental assistance, making a state child tax credit permanent, and sustaining funding for the state's right to counsel program. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Now from the New York Times, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida on Monday broke his silence about the potential indictment of the state's most famous resident, former President Donald J. Trump. DeSantis attacking the Manhattan DA, pursuing the case, but also pointedly noting the personal conduct over which Trump is being investigated. I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair, DeSantis is quoted as saying. The Times says DeSantis added, I do know the Manhattan DA is a Soros-funded prosecutor. This is Public News Service. Now from the Kent State News Lab, in collaboration with our Ohio News Connection, an $800,000 grant will connect more than 50 households in Appalachian, Ohio, to drinking water. Many residents of small communities among the hills have been living without tap water for generations.
The median annual household income in Vinton County was about $45,000 in 2020, compared to about $58,000 statewide. Ohio Rural Water Association Executive Director Joe Feel explains it's challenging and expensive for water providers to pump water through hilly terrain.
They're having a hard time maintaining the infrastructure in those communities. The costs are going up. The residents in those communities can't afford to pay more money.
Ohio has so far spent $250 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds on wastewater and drinking water infrastructure projects. Jackson County Water Company officials say the grant will be used to engineer and design the project, and any remaining funds will go toward actual construction. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Meantime, the shortage of school teachers and staffers has reached a crisis level in some public schools. One education group is making recommendations to fix that.
Rich Askey, president of the Pennsylvania State Education Association, says they plan to unveil a state legislative package that focuses on several key priorities to solve the school staffing crisis, including a boost in teacher salaries. Right now, some teachers average about $27,000 a year to start, and the plan calls for money to attract more candidates.
First, to set the annual minimum salaries for educators, school counselors, nurses, and other educational professionals at $60,000. Also, we want to look at a minimum wage for custodians, cafeteria workers, paraprofessionals, and other support staff at $20 per hour.
For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
Finally, our Mike Bowen lets us know South Dakota, home to one of the nation's largest American Indian reservations, and the area is part of a movement among tribal nations to take back control of their food systems.
This effort is among the latest food sovereignty initiatives led by the Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation, a nonprofit serving Lakota people in the Pine Ridge Reservation. Thunder Valley's Chance Weston says the emerging plan involves managing bison through regenerative agriculture, which emphasizes soil health and integrating the surrounding ecosystem.
So it's one thing to quote-unquote run buffalo and in an ag operation, but also it's quite another to take down such another level in terms of how are we restoring the soil, how are we restoring the relationships that were in there.
These approaches harken back to land management carried out by tribal ancestors.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a great radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.